Good morning, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. I saw an old man slowly driving out of a car park in a small red last century car, and sitting upright in the back seat was a lovely black and white border collie. They looked so good together, as the dog was even looking up and down the street to see if there were any cars coming. Clearly theirs was a long-time friendship. I met a familiar old man in the supermarket. I said to him, "I didn't see you here last week. You have been missing for a while?" He said, "I was late coming in." "And anyway," he said, "I'm glad somebody missed me." Although he had said it in a kind of joking kind of way, it made me feel somewhat sad. In today's broadcast, we're going to learn about an Australian UNESCO World Heritage Site. And then I will conclude with a poem. I'm using the UNESCO.org website. They have a lovely heading over all their entries. It's Outstanding Universal Value. I really like this heading. As the world's most extensive coral reef ecosystem, the Great Barrier Reef is a globally outstanding and significant entity. Practically the entire ecosystem was inscribed as World Heritage in 1981, covering an area of 348,000 square kilometers. The Great Barrier Reef includes extensive cross-shelf diversity, stretching from the low watermark along the mainland coast up to 250 kilometers offshore. This wide depth range includes vast shallow inshore areas, mid-shelf and outer reefs, and beyond the continental shelf to oceanic waters over 2,000 meters deep. Within the Great Barrier Reef, there are some 2,500 individual reefs of varying sizes and shapes, and over 900 islands, ranging from small sandy cays and larger vegetated cays to large rugged continental islands rising, in one instance, over 1,100 meters above sea level. Collectively, these landscapes and seascapes provide some of the most spectacular maritime scenery in the world. The latitudinal and cross-shelf diversity, combined with diversity through the depths of the water column, encompasses a globally unique array of ecological communities, habitats, and species. This diversity of species and habitats and their interconnectivity make the Great Barrier Reef one of the richest and most complex natural ecosystems on Earth. There are over 1,500 species of fish, about 400 species of coral, 4,000 species of mollusks, and some 240 species of birds, plus a great diversity of sponges, anemones, marine worms, crustaceans, and other species. No other World Heritage property contains such biodiversity. This diversity, especially the endemic species, means the Great Barrier Reef is of enormous scientific and intrinsic importance. And it also contains a significant number of threatened species. If you'd like to learn more about it, drop over to UNESCO.org. Today's poem is The Tiger by William Blake. I will first read about the possible meanings of the poem as a way of focusing our concentration. I'm using classicalpoets.org. This poem contemplates a question arising from the idea of creation by an intelligent creator. The question is, if there is a loving, compassionate God or gods who created human beings and whose great powers exceed the comprehension of human beings, as many major religions hold, then why would such a powerful being allow evil into the world? Evil here is represented by a tiger that might, should you be strolling in the Indian or African wild in the 1700s, have leapt out and killed you. What would have created such a dangerous and evil creature? How could it possibly be the same divine blacksmith who created a cute, harmless, fluffy lamb, or who created Jesus, also known as the Lamb of God, which the devoutly Christian Blake was probably also referring to here? To put it another way, why would such a divine blacksmith create beautiful, innocent children and then also allow such children to be slaughtered? The battery of questions brings this mystery to life with lavish intensity. Does Blake offer an answer to this question of evil from a good God? It would seem not on the surface. But this wouldn't be a great poem if it were really that open-ended. The answer comes in the way that Blake explains the question. Blake's language peels away the mundane world and offers a look at the super-reality to which poets are privy. We fly about in forests of the night, through distant deeps or skies, looking for where the fire in the tiger's eye was taken from by the Creator. This is the reality of expanded time, space, and perception that Blake so clearly elucidates elsewhere with the lines, "To see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour." This indirectly tells us that the reality that we ordinarily know and perceive is really insufficient, shallow, and deceptive. Where we perceive the injustice of the wild tiger, something else entirely may be transpiring. What we ordinarily take for truth may really be far from it, a thought that is scary, yet also sublime or beautiful, like the beautiful and fearsome tiger. Thus, this poem is great because it concisely and compellingly presents a question that plagues humanity today, as well as a key clue to the answer. The Tiger by William Blake. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet, what the hammer, what the chain, in what furnace was thy brain, what the anvil, what dread grasp, dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who make the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye did dare frame thy fearful symmetry? All right, I'll leave it at that for today. Take good care of yourselves and those around you. And you might today be more concerned about the clothes you wear, the fashion. Put on something different, something bold, something that you haven't put on for a long time, or some nice accessory that has been in a drawer there for ages and ages. Or do your hair a different way. Do something different for yourself. Okay. I will close with some music. Okay, take good care. Slán agus banach tlát. We love to boogie. We love to boogie. Jitterbug boogie. With
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.